Martin Houston, the second leading rusher back in 1992. Martin Houston, I hope you're doing well, man. Welcome into the game in T-Town.
I am doing well, Ryan. We are coming off a weekend of record-breaking performances. I'm really excited about Alabama football and glad to be on the game with you talking about it.
And you didn't hit the panic button a few weeks ago. And you said, hold on, everybody just slow down. You had confidence in this offensive side of the football. Blake Sims, Amari Cooper, Derrick Henry, T.J. Yeldon, and even Lane Kiffin. We got to brag on Lane Kiffin too, Martin. He's done a great job.
Absolutely. I thought Lane was a great hire when he first came. I don't think anyone ever questioned, any football minds ever questioned Lane Kiffin's ability to coach offensive football. He got in trouble when he got in front of the media and tried to be a head coach and run a program. It's a huge difference, and I've seen great coaches just bomb when they get that opportunity to be in charge of everything and not know how to manage, delegate, and lead. But when it comes to putting together a game plan, taking quarterbacks that don't necessarily have a lot of prior skill set that's been proven and making them SEC caliber quarterback, he has a track record. He did it. What was his name? Compton up at Tennessee, and seemed to be working at Kiffin Magic once again with Alabama.
Let's go back and we'll start at the beginning. Record setting day for a couple of different players. Let's start with Blake Sims as far as a quarterback. Your thoughts and analysis following the Alabama victory over the Florida Gators and the performance of Blake Sims.
Well, you know, Ryan, as you said, I've kind of been on the Blake Sims bandwagon from the beginning, saying that he's a gamer, meaning that he'll do whatever it takes to help his team win, and that's what he's done. And what he did on Saturday, I don't know if I've seen a prettier deep ball pass. Now, I will say that I think that was set up because of the patience of Alabama play calling and the schedule of Alabama, which allowed him to week in and week out get that confidence and build that confidence hitting those short passes. And everybody was complaining about the short passes and he couldn't throw it deep. Well, Lane Kiffin, being a smart coach, Blake Sims being a heady quarterback, took what the defense gave him. Well, we went into this weekend and that defense walked up to take away the quick passes, and the back end of the safety defense walked up as well to try to take away the mid-range. And they said, hey, this guy can't throw it deep. And immediately Kiffin wanted to test that theory and quickly put it to rest. So what Blake Sims did, a day for the ages, Ryan. It's a record book, most yards by any quarterback ever in Bryant Denny when it comes to passing, and the most total yards by any player. What else can you say about the kid except for he's answered every call thus far this season?
Let's go to Amari Cooper, certainly one of the best wide receivers that we've had in some time here. I think you probably have to go back. Obviously, Julio Jones was a great physical wide receiver, but a little bit different style. But that guy that the name escapes me. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can think about it. I think we called him the Deuces Loose back in the 90s.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty good wide receiver back then as well, and you had a chance to see that up close and personal. Amari Cooper certainly clicking. Like David did it many times back in 92.
Yeah, Amari Cooper has the complete package when it comes to being a wide receiver. He's big, he's fast, he has unbelievable hands, and Ryan, he runs unbelievable routes. And I think what separates him from Julio is he's not quite as big, but he's still physical. He's a better route runner, and then what separates him from David is he's just a bigger player. Like that catch from Coker's touchdown pass, that was the only place Coker could throw it. So it wasn't necessarily that it was a bad pass. It was the only place he could throw it. But Amari went up and out-physical Hargrave, that great. And I believe he's the best defensive back in the country. Amari just owned him because he was big, strong, and physical.
Where do you think the Florida Gators go from here? Losing, and you know, you start sort of understanding they were a 4-8 football team last year, and then that big loss, you know, the triple overtime game against Kentucky. They beat Kentucky, but then they come to Tuscaloosa and they get whipped And you could see in the final few minutes, 8-9 minutes, I saw a lot of quit. They waved the white flag and said, you know what, I don't want any more of number 27. I've seen enough of him. They waved the white flag early in the fourth quarter. Where does this football team go from here?
I think this football team is in trouble, big-time trouble, because success breeds success and failure breeds failure. And right now, they're not having much success at all. They're coming off a year where they said that they were going to, be better. And, Ryan, what do you do when all of a sudden you bring in a new offensive coordinator and it's supposed to make this all new, hurry up, know what style of offense we got. But the reality of it is what? It's still the same. And then you're not good on defense anymore. When you're not good on defense and you're Will Muschamp, you are in serious, serious trouble. And I just don't see him making it through this season unless they somehow turn it around. But I didn't see anything that told me this team was good enough to turn it around, Ryan, and compete at an SEC level and win more than a couple games the rest of the year.
Totally agree. Totally agree. And I think if they lose that game against Tennessee next weekend, they've got an off weekend as well. But if they lose that game on the road in Knoxville, you could really see the seat heat up for Will Muschamp. Let's talk about the Crimson Tide.
I don't know if he'll make it, Ryan. I don't know if he'll make it if he loses to Tennessee.
I agree with you. Because
I don't think he'll make it.
Yeah, I mean, you lose to Tennessee on the road, even though Tennessee's a much better team than what they've been in the years past. They seem to be. It's just the perception right now that Tennessee's not a good football team. If they beat you inside Neyland Stadium and they kick you while you're down, Will Muschamp may be a coaching consultant on ESPN.com by the end of the football season. That's where all retired and bad coaches go to work, right?
Absolutely, and that's definitely looked like where he may be headed unless something drastically turns around.
Martin Houston right now inside the game in the final couple of minutes here. And Martin, I want to talk about Alabama and going in the bye week, going back to some of those fundamentals, but taking a look, and I'm sure they did that a couple of days this week, take a look at Ole Miss, try to get some early prep in for them, looking at a top 10 team in Ole Miss. Talk about this team and sort of having to put that great victory behind them and focus on a team that's going to be ranked in the top 10 if they're able to beat Memphis tomorrow afternoon.
You like off weeks, but you hate off weeks, especially coming off of that type of victory because you have momentum. It carries over. This team is going to take some time to get some early nicks, bumps, and bruises taken care of. I think it's going to be good for Blake Sims' shoulder, arm, et cetera, to heal. But also, I think you're going to see some guys, as you saw Tony Brown make that transition. I think there's a couple other guys that Coach Saban is going to try to work into that top 22 mix on each side of the ball, Ryan, and try to create a little more depth. They've gotten in spurts, but I think you'll see them take this week to really try to get a little bit more there. When it comes to playing this game, Ryan, I really believe that Alabama, what they did against Florida, put them in such a good situation. We still have not seen what we thought would be the strength of this team. But we saw a little bit at the end of that game. And that's the running game. How good can this team be when teams really do get eight out of the box? What we saw with Derrick Henry on that drive when we had to run it, people said, well, we couldn't really run it. Well, when we had to run it against Florida, that game was still on the line when Coker came in. And we manned up and ran the ball. And I think you're going to see Ole Miss looking at that film going, which poison are we going to pick? Are we going to pick the poison of letting Blake Sims pass the ball on us shallow and deep, or are we going to pick the poison of the running game? And I think this may be where we see Alabama put a complete game together.
But it's also a challenge for the defensive side of the ball because it's another one of those hurry-up attack, fast-paced offense, what they're going to try to do. And I know they didn't have success against Alabama last year, but they're gunning for Alabama. You talk to the Ole Miss fans, this is their Super Bowl, and hopefully they didn't look past Memphis this weekend, and that game still means something, but they are fired up. They're ready for Alabama. And you talk to the Ole Miss fans, they're gunning for the Crimson Tide, which I've said this week, what's new? Everybody guns for the Crimson Tide.
Nothing new. We're marked on a lot of calendars each and every year. And, of course, you know, as you said, Ole Miss has this game marked, been marked, and they will definitely be gunning for us, Brian. But I think what's managed to happen, even though we hadn't played against hurry-up teams, he still has been substituting as if we're playing against hurry-up teams. You see us running in three and four defensive linemen at a time, like you send in packages on offense. You know, you have your big package, you have your spread package. I think that's what we're doing on defense, even though we've not been playing against a hurry-up team. And that's going to be the difference. Now, I think Landon Collins, Nick Perry, they're going to play a huge role in making sure we don't leave guys wide open with all of those integral parts of the defensive backs. Because, Ryan, we hadn't played with the same group yet. And that's what my biggest concern is. And I think you'll probably see if you're going to practice, you'll see them working on that a lot, rotating those different packages and the different alignments with the wide receivers. But hey, if you got Eddie Jackson back healthy, Tony Brown keeps improving his game, and now Cyrus Jones moves in to cover a slot, all of a sudden that's a pretty good defensive backfield with Landon and Perry topping things off.
Martin, I'll take just a minute to throw it back to you, and you can talk about your great insurance agency right here in West Alabama.
Well, Ryan, man, as I told you last week, each and every week, it's great to be a part of the game, a championship program, the best in Alabama, the game right here on Tide 99.1. And I'm a part of Alpha Insurance, doing business in the state of Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia for 65-plus years. I recently joined this championship team. I'm in the office located on 1211 Lurleen Wallace Boulevard in Northport. That's Lurleen Wallace Boulevard, the office in Northport, but make sure you come by Lurleen Wallace. Ryan, and, you know, I can sell auto, home, but I want to challenge people that come in and ask me about life insurance. We insure our golden egg, which is our cars, our houses, our boats, but we don't insure the goose that lays those golden eggs, which would be us, the breadwinners. And that's what life insurance is for. And I love the opportunity to talk to your listeners about how we can help them protect their most important asset, which is their family and their earning potential. So give them a call, 205-758-3595, 758-3595, or you can come by the office, 1211 Lurleen Wallace Boulevard.
Martin Houston, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much here on a Friday afternoon talking some Alabama football with us. We appreciate the conversation, my friend.
I appreciate it, and looking forward to talking a little bit more, breaking down the Rebs on next week.
Now, are they the Rebs or the Black Bears? Anyway,
good point.
Hey, when you find out, you let me know, because I've been mixed up all week. I've called them the Land Sharks, the Black Bears, the Rebels, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
We'll be talking about them next week. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Ryan.